You might not realise it, but the number of keystrokes you make, the emails you send, and even the time you spend in the bathroom can all be tracked by your employer. Digital technology has made it cheaper and easier to monitor and sometimes even discipline employees. But why is this Big Brother surveillance happening in the first place? And how does it affect the way people work? I spoke to Jim Stanford, an economist and the director for the Centre of Future Work, to find out more.
Digital technology has made these things omnipresent and a lot cheaper than it used to be. And that has allowed employers to use this technology in more applications without really being very discerning in whether it's needed or not.
Victoria Pavlakovic, a retail manager, has experienced just that. She remembers the strange way a previous employer glossed over the fact that cameras had been installed at work to keep an eye on her and her co-workers.
Yeah, already on the first day, the general manager showed us around and she pointed out a screen in the back room to point out, oh, this is to check up on the store if you're in the back. But then she also mentioned that it was a tool that we could use to check up on staff. Another manager could rewind and look at the tapes.
The laws for installing monitoring devices vary state by state. In New South Wales, there's the Workplace Surveillance Act of 2005, which allows workers the right to know they're being monitored, and some rights to privacy. But Mr. Stanford believes this doesn't extend far enough, and says most workers probably don't even consider how this can actually affect their performance and pay at the end of the day.
The downsides for workers include a number of factors. The most obvious is it's a real intrusion into their privacy, and I would say into the dignity of work. There's a hidden downside as well. Because employers are able to use this intrusive digital monitoring, employers become less concerned about paying positive economic incentives to elicit good performance from workers. Think of it as employers having a choice between using a carrot to motivate people, positive incentives and positive rewards, versus using a stick to motivate people, negative punishment and negative sanction, up to and including dismissal. Suddenly, because of digital technology, it's become very cheap and easy to use the stick rather than the carrot.
Victoria says she felt like a child being watched over by an adult when another incident happened when she had just opened up shop.
Me and my coworker were sitting on a couch facing the entrance, working on our laptops, getting the store open. So it's not like we were doing anything clearly wrong, but it was like a friend of one of the owners walked past the front door and take a photo with his phone. And within minutes, the general manager sent us a message showing us that exact picture.
When she tried to bring it up in a feedback survey, her concerns were ignored, not even acknowledged. And although she says this didn't necessarily affect her productivity at work, she did always feel on edge.
Always like thinking, how am I standing? How am I not sitting? What am I wearing today? How is this looking that I'm interacting with this customer?
Mr. Stanford says this abuse of technology will also hurt the backbone of our economy in the long run.
These technologies have become pervasive, and I think the first step to regulating them is to understand where these technologies are being used, how they're being used, and think through some of the implications. One of the negative implications is, in fact, the impact on wage determination. If employers don't worry anymore about paying for performance, instead they're going to rely on an algorithm to crack the whip, then workers are going to suffer through lower wages in the long run, and that will hurt the whole economy.
Workers shouldn't have to raise these concerns on their own. Instead, legal protections need to evolve to actually reflect the increased use and potential abuse of digital monitoring in today's workplace. Not only that, but employers need to be fully transparent or at least think twice about how and why they're using these technologies in the first place.
If employers really want to elicit the best loyalty and the best performance from their workers, they have to start treating them like full-fledged human beings. And that means showing them some dignity and privacy at the workplace. And this idea of using cheap technology, even though it's easy to install cameras and GPS trackers and other surveillance mechanisms, employers should think twice about that. Because trying to convert the whole workplace into this sort of Big Brother environment is not going to elicit the best performance in the long run.
Vi Hoang, 2SER Radio.